Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the fourth Perek of Hilchos Shabbos. After having discussed in the previous Perek the topics of Shehiyah and Chazara, two ways, modes of preparing hot food for Shabbos, sometimes permitted, sometimes forbidden, the Rambam in this Perek now turns to Hatmana, insulating food, and how to do it in a permitted fashion and how to do so in a forbidden fashion. Halacha Aleph. There are certain items that if you insulate a cooked food with them, it will cause the heat to increase and thereby increase the cooking of that item, just as a fire would. What are such items? Kagon hagefes, v'zevel, u'melach, v'sid, v'chol, ozagin, u'muchin, v'asavim mizman shel ashtadin, lachim, v'afilu machmas atzma. So these refer to the residue which is left over after you crush some olives, fertilizer, and salt, and lime, and sand, and also grape skins, or unprocessed wool, or grass, when they are all still damp, even if that is due to their own natural dampness. Udvarim elu nikrim davar hamosif hevel. And all these different things are referred to as items which increase the heat. There are other items, though, if you use them as insulation around a cooked item, they will merely retain its heat. They'll insulate it, but not increase the heat. And therefore, they also will not cause it to cook anymore. They simply withhold it from getting cold. Such as some of those items we mentioned beforehand, grape skins and unprocessed fabrics and grasses which are dry, and also clothing and fruit and pigeon feathers and sawdust, and also the dust which comes off from flax and pelts and shearings of wool and the like. Udvarim elu nikram davar she'eino mosif hevel. And these things, which do not increase the heat when you insulate with them, so they are called things which do not increase the heat. Halacha Beis. Now, the Rambam is going to have an interesting interpretation of this concept of Hatmana, why Chazal forbade it and when they forbade it. This is in contradistinction to many other Rishonim. The Rambam follows the Rif, but it's in contradistinction to many other Rishonim. It's a bit hard to follow, but we'll do our best. So, the Rambam now explains. Min ha-din ha-yashetomnim medavar ha-mosif hevel mevo'od yom, v'yishar ha-tav shel tamim b'shabbos. Fundamentally, it would have been permitted to insulate something but from before Shabbos with something which will increase its heat and leave it cooking in this fashion on Shabbos. Because also we saw biblically in the previous parak, you would be allowed to just leave some food cooking on the fire from before Shabbos onto Shabbos. However, however, Chazal forbade somebody from insulating with something which will increase the heat of the item that's insulated, even from before Shabbos. Why? Gzeira shema tarsia hakdera b'Shabbos, because perhaps the pot will get so hot on Shabbos, will start to boil, v'yitztarech leglosa an achatun acharasicha, and then you're going to have to remove the insulation until the boiling settles down. V'yachzor v'chase b'Shabbos, and then you're going to go back and you'll recover it then on Shabbos so it can at least retain the heat. And then it will turn out that you have insulated with something which increases the heat of a food item on Shabbos itself, because when you put it back, that's what you've done, and that is forbidden. Therefore, the Rama has an interesting caveat. He says that accordingly, it's permitted to insulate something which will increase heat when it's twilight time of Friday evening, prior to Shabbos's actual onset, because at that point, just as a matter of a general rule, people have already had their pots reach the stage of boiling, and they're not going to get to a stage where they will boil again, even if you insulate them with something which is mosif hevel. And therefore, there's no concern that it might boil again, and you have to uncover it, and then you'll recover it again so it can retain its heat. So, therefore, at that late stage in the game, you are allowed to insulate with the davar hamosif hevel. Unlike earlier, and this is something which is counterintuitive, because generally, as the day gets later, you get closer to Shabbos, things become more forbidden, not more permitted. As opposed to before Banish Mashal, before twilight, while it was still day, you are not allowed to insulate with something which is most pevel because you don't have the same assumption about things having already reached their boiling point. Halacha Gimel. V'chein min adin hayalit mun hatav shu b'davar she'enu most pevel b'shav satzma. And also, based off our own logic, it would have made sense to say that on Shabbos itself, you would be allowed to insulate with something which won't increase heat, because that's not akin to cooking. However, Chazal still forbade this as well, again, to insulate on Shabbos with something which is not most pevel. Why? Because maybe somebody would go and insulate with some sort of mixture of ashes and coals. And will actually have some fire there. And it will turn out that you'll have sparked those coals into having increased the flames and thereby have cooked on Shabbos and also having created fire on Shabbos. Therefore, Chazal forbade somebody from insulating something which is hot on Shabbos, even with something which will not increase its heat. Nonetheless, it is forbidden. Halacha dal. Safek hashecha, safek ena hashecha. At a time when it's not clear yet whether nightfall has occurred, whether it's dark or not, i.e. twilight. So as we saw above, mutar lihmones davar cham. You are allowed to insulate something which is hot. And now the Rambam will go ahead and introduce a new caveat. Umutar lihmon es davar hatzoni b'shabbos, b'davar she'enu mosif. It's also permitted to insulate something which is cold on Shabbos itself, as long as you're using insulation which will not increase heat. If your intent, therefore, is just so that it not get any colder, or that it have its coldness be thawed out. For example, if you took something right out of the freezer, so you just wanted to lose some of that intense cold. If you had something which was hot, that had been insulated from before Shabbos and gets revealed on Shabbos, that insulation falls off, you're allowed to restore that insulation, you can recover it. Because that will not increase the heat. And similarly, you are allowed to exchange the covering, the insulation, for one other covering on Shabbos. Ketzad, the Rambam illustrates, if you had insulated it with a garment, so you can remove the garment and place pigeon feathers there. If you had insulated with pigeon feathers, you can remove the pigeon feathers and insulate it now with a garment. If you remove the cooked item or the water which was hot from one vessel to another one, so then it's permitted to insulate that new kli, the one that you've transferred it to, on Shabbos with something which is not going to increase the heat. Just as if this was something which is cold. Why? Chazal only forbade a person from insulating something on Shabbos when it was a hot item. And we now clarify, it doesn't just mean something which is hot, it means something which was hot that is still in the very same vessel that it had been cooked in. Aval im pinahu, but if you had poured it out from one to another one, as we saw in our case, mutra, and it's permitted. Halacha vav, the final halacha in this relatively shorter perek. Manichin mecham al gabi mecham is Shabbos. You're allowed to place a metal type of pot on top of another metal type of pot on Shabbos. Ugdera al gabi kdera, and an earthenware type of pot on top of an earthenware type of pot on Shabbos. Ugdera al gabi mecham, mecham al gabi kdera, and also you could switch them up around and have the metal one on the earthenware, the earthenware, the metal one. It doesn't really matter what their material is. Petach b'yem b'batik, and then you could seal their openings with dough. Lo b'shvil shiuchamu, not with the intent that they should become hotter. El b'shvil shiyamdu achumam, but rather with the intent that they should retain their heat. By placing these two hot items together, this pot and that pot, and putting them next to each other when they're both hot, that way they can help conserve their heat together. Shlo asru el lahatmim b'shabbos. Chazal only forbade a person to insulate on Shabbos. Aval aniyach kli cham, agav kli cham, kadesh yu omdim b'chamimusan, mutter. But for somebody to instead simply place one hot item on another hot item in order so that they can retain their heat on Shabbos, that is permitted. However, the Rambam clarifies, Aval eimanichin kli sheyesh bo davar tzonin, agav kli cham b'shabbos. However, you are not allowed to put a vessel which contains within it something which is cold on a vessel which is hot on Shabbos. Why? Sharei molich bo chom b'shabbos, because you will take that heat from the hotter item and input it into the colder item on Shabbos, and that is considered forbidden. V'mihinichu mi be'erev. However, had you left it there from before Shabbos, mutter, then it's permitted. Me'eno ketomi b'davar hamosif. And we don't consider this something which will raise the temperature through the process of insulation. This is really not the same thing as that. And that concludes this perek, and Mir Shem, tomorrow we move on to the fifth exciting perek of Hilchos Shabbos. Have a great day.